The marvels of potato programming. I have a strange little tradition where if there's time, I write little computer programs on holidays. While I haven't come up with any ideas yet, I remembered an interesting programming environment today. It is the world of user scripts, facilitated by the Grease Monkey web browser add-on. It's the quick and little programs that always get you. If you are programming like a normal person, you can expect a normal environment, where things will go as you would normally expect them to. But if you start programming without preparation, sideways, in something new, without reading the documentation, it will most likely be quite an educational experience. If all you do to learn programming is write normal programs, though, things can and probably will get pretty boring. But if you challenge yourself to, for example, create a screensaver in P5.js, you will absolutely learn something new while having a pretty interesting time. My new idea here may just be a way to establish a communication channel between my web operating system and Grease Monkey. Grease Monkey, or Tamper Monkey, has some extra privileges being add-ons for the web browser, like downloading data from external domains. One of the fundamental features of an operating system. It would be really cool if I could combine Grease Monkey or Tamper Monkey with my operating system and inherit some of their features. To this day, though, my favorite potato program was written in JavaScript, running under the Rhino JavaScript engine that controlled Android's Java API and told me how long to work out to increase my endurance. At first with the standard alert bell, and then with text to speech. Basically, I wrote a crude interval timer in the gym parking lot by using a little Android phone and that on-screen keyboard. While it seems like something that would hardly present any lessons and quickly become annoying, I made it talk over music for goodness sake. It did help me see the Android API or the function calls that you can make into the phone in a more universal way through the eyes of multiple programming languages. The programming language environment supported Perl, I think Python maybe, JavaScript and a couple of other things. In part because of that strange little creation, when I created my WebOS terminal just now, I did not bother with creating special room for commands that you run through the terminal. Instead, when I type in a command and press enter, I emit an event named after that command, with command arguments as the payload data. And without caring if there is something listening to that command. Technically, I could kind of, for example, set up a listener that says close window, and then when you type in close in the terminal and press enter, it would close the window. I remembered that parking lot programming experience, and now my little terminal became a universal way to dispatch events into my operating system event bus. The bus can be connected to a server or a network of servers. So the terminal, with just one line of code, dispatch event named after the command, can control everything everywhere. What started off a decade and a half ago as a parking lot potato program ended up becoming a pretty nifty line of code in my operating system today.